Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey Day, what a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey Days.
With Aubrey.
Hi.
Corey Days is filmed in front of a live Aubrey audience. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you doing?
How you doing, Aubrey?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Still haven't decorated my background yet, but I've got a Jerry Seinfeld picture next to me.
You're taking a bit of time there, I noticed. Just, yeah, it's been empty for a couple months.
Fake Star Wars fan.
What's going on there?
It's fake fanning it.
I did see on Twitter yesterday that you hate Star Wars, so it does make sense that...
Ah, dude, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Big hating Star Wars. I tell you what I've been loving. I'm going to ask you guys what your Star Wars week's been like. But to warm you up, I think I told you that when Visions came out, I had a lot of work to do, so I didn't really get to watch it properly. And so now I've been like just taking little segments. I'm just going to watch this one, and then do something else, and then I'll watch another one another day. That bloody Ninth Jedi one.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
It's very good content.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
This is the one. I like the Toby one, like the Astro Boy one, and Harry likes that one. Because
I fell asleep during that one.
Oh, how dare you insult my family. Bloody hell. I'm talking about this touching bonding moment with father and son enjoying some content together. You don't understand the amount of Blippi and all these other toys talking to each other videos I've got to watch. And then I finally get to share some Star Wars. I fell asleep.
I didn't.
Fell asleep. Oh,
no.
No.
You idiot.
You're the idiot.
How the tables have turned. I know. Love it. I'm sure I'll say something toward that throughout this episode, though.
Brett just... In the chat said, hey guys, was just watching the boys NYCC panel. And I thought it said the boys in sync panel. And I was like, whoo. I didn't know we had the in sync Star Wars fan crossover going.
That would be highly unusual.
That's so exciting. We're like bookending right after the boys. Look at us.
That's right.
Look at us.
We're better.
But this Ninth Jedi, I tweeted out that picture of the last shot of that space station becoming like a lightsaber thing all along. And like that ending, how they all got on the ship and they're all off on a mission. How do you not make more of that?
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. In the behind the scenes extras plus them for each episode and... For that one, the writer said that they really want fans to enjoy it because it seems like Lucasfilm would give them the opportunity to continue the story, if that's the case.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Sizzle. What about you guys? What Star Wars stuff have you been doing this week?
I mean, you know, books, I guess. Just the books. The books announcements were pretty cool.
The Funkos.
There's another Funko Cad Bane coming out, which I thought was cool.
I have a Star Wars planner that I've been using.
What is that noise?
It's a bird. It's a bird. It's just
stop hurting it. Save it. Save it.
It is really loud.
Give it the Heimlich maneuver or whatever that thing is.
The book announcements were cool. Some of the Funko announcements were cool. You know, we're in that drought. The Book of Boba scene description was cool from Star Wars News. Now that was a cool picture that they depicted of the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on. So if people really don't want to know about it, they can stop. Yeah. But it's a pretty in my mind a minor thing, but it is a really cool thing. So if it was a surprise. No, is that bird battery pack? Is it a real bird?
It's a real bird outside right now.
That'd be amazing if it wasn't.
It's a battery pack.
Oh, I thought it might have been like one of those fishes on The Sopranos that sing or something.
It's really loud and really outside right now.
Yeah. It's having a battle or something.
Something's going on, yeah.
Dude, you're gonna have to start like piffing a couple of pops at it. You know what I mean? Chuck a brand new Cad Bane right at its beak.
Exactly.
Hey, let's. Where is this story? Why isn't this? I'm trying to find on StarWars.com where they've got these book announcements. From
just go to news on StarWars.com,
and then it's the thumbnail that has Luke on it.
I believe in you. I think you can find it.
Bang! Thank you. The thumbnail tip was it did make it quicker, so you didn't have to read. You could have said Jedi Luke. That would have helped more. All right. It's good.
It's the convoy.
That bird makes me feel how you feel right now, Corey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take it down. Take it down.
All right. I'm going to try to scare the bird away.
Yeah,
that would scare me away. Oh.
Go away, bird. This is Adam Driver's nipples. I am half horse. I smell great.
There is actually
away.
His perfume, they're sending out samples in mailboxes, and I received a sample.
You received a sample.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, you should get on your stream and do a live sniffing.
That's right. I can go grab it right now. It's right there.
Give him a sniff. Let's go.
Oh my goodness. We'll get our Ben Solo Funko Pop with the bendy lightsaber.
Tight. So how does, like, so you can be the judge. How does Corey smell, like, before this? How does he smell?
He smells neutral.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, like detergent.
Detergent. All right. That's
I believe it was thrown out.
Corey said it was thrown out.
What?
Wait. Keep talking.
Ah, gosh.
He failed us. You had one job, Corey.
And that was to smell like Adam Driver. That was your one job.
Exactly. We might have to just.
Oh, well, where is it at? Oh,
okay. We might have to just full on buy the perfume bottle.
Anyway, have you got it or not? Do you have it or not?
My mom wanted to tell Steele that she threw it out. it was there yesterday.
I sniffed it.
How did it smell?
It smelled good.
So we have to get you Adam Driver Horseman cologne?
We don't have to do that, but it smelled good.
So your mom threw Adam Driver's smell.
That's right.
I'm basically checked right now. It's a vibe check.
Adam Driver's son is currently...
This is a vibe check.
My trash can.
Adam Driver's in your trash
can?
Why aren't you waiting
for... No.
No.
You idiot.
You want me to go through the trash can?
I can go through the trash can.
All right, that's enough. I'm done.
No, still, that's enough.
No, we're not getting like it's not gonna make for a good experiment if you're like you're getting involved with trash like that. It's too much of a smell. Like you
It's in the dumpster.
You can't jump into the dumpster with the hope of smelling better. That is not a good path in your life, Corey.
There's gonna be a video on Twitter later of Corey dumpster diving for the Adam Driver clone.
All right, I'm going to segue you guys with, speaking of things that smell kind of bad, Star Wars announced some new books coming our way, which I think you might be in favor, Aubrey. I'm not sure. You did tweet out happily about it yesterday, but it could have been about one of the other books. But there is this
three of the four books.
Okay, Shadow of the Sith is one of the books coming out. A novel from author Adam Christopher, that takes place after Star Wars Return of the Jedi and finds Luke Skywalker and Lando Calrissian on a mission to locate Exegol. Here's the full blurb. Okay, the Empire is dead. Nearly two decades on from the Battle of Endor, the tattered remnants of Palpatine's forces have fled to the farthest reaches of the galaxy. But for the heroes of the New Republic, danger and loss are ever-present companions. Even in this newly forged era of peace, Jedi Master Luke Skywalker is haunted by visions of the dark side, foretelling an ominous secret growing somewhere in the depths of space on a dead world called Exegol. The disturbance in the Force is undeniable, and Luke's worst fears are confirmed when his old friend, Lando Calrissian, comes to him with reports of a new Sith menace. So it's like, I'm reading this, and I'm like, all right, they're gonna fill in some stuff. It's like, all right, cool, they're going to do this. But then they remind me of how crazy I found this film. After his daughter was stolen from his arms, Lando searched the stars for any trace of his lost child. Just slipping that in. But every new rumor only led to dead ends and fading hopes until he crossed paths with Oshi of Bastoon, a Sith assassin tasked with kidnapping a young girl. So now Rey's involved in this whole thing as well.
Yeah.
At first I'm just like, oh, okay. And then it's like, what? Lando's baby was stolen? And then Rey? Oshi's true motives remain shrouded to Luke and Lando. On a junkyard moon, a mysterious envoy of the Sith Eternal has bequeathed a sacred blade, Star Wars reference, to the assassin, promising it will give him the answers to the questions that have haunted him since the Empire fell. Oh, so Oshi he's haunted as well. In exchange, he must complete a final mission, return to Exegol with the key to the Sith's glorious rebirth. The granddaughter of Darth Sidious himself, Rey. As Oshi hunts for Rey and her parents to the edge of the galaxy, Luke and Lando race into the mystery of the Sith's lingering shadow and aid a young family running for their lives. So, is the young family running for their lives Rey's mum and dad? Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
So, this is kicking up a lot of dust for me.
A lot of it's the stuff that was cut out. So, like, Lando looking for his daughter, the remnants, then, like, the visual dictionary, and then originally it was supposed to be Janna, so that's why there's that
awkward, like yeah.
Interaction with them at the end.
Well, that's the thing about kicking up the dust. I'm like, when it mentions the Lando thing, I'm like, oh, that's right. There's that bizarre half ending with them where it's like, Force? What? Love? Huh? Like all those half ends. So it's a very triggering blurb, guys.
Yeah, it's really strange. Like the whole like Luke and Lando teaming up thing, I always found to be kind of interesting. But yeah, I don't think this is a winner here.
Yeah, I think a lot of the issue with Tross is that introduces things that aren't followed through, so it feels unfinished and like half baked and awkward. And so I get that they're trying to fix it, but in my opinion, and I said it on the last stream I was on here, where I think just with all the rest of Skywalker stuff, people just need to stop touching it and just like walk away and pretend that, I don't know, it never happened and just accept that it's there, but ignore it. Because at this point, if we just like, I don't know, fix it or like touch it too much, it's going to be a mess, even more of a mess than it already is.
Aubrey? You're speaking my language.
I would expect a lot more of that going forward, though.
Yeah.
All right, on the flip side, and we're always up for the flip side, Nicholas Story says, I for one night, this sounds great. He says it sounds great anyway. or for one night, he's going to say it's great.
Nicholas, I'm glad this is for you because it isn't for us.
it's such a muddle, like that whole, like the different Snoke backstories with the comic and all that, and then the Rey parentage. It's just like, just let's leave it. Like I'm good to like, let's do some other stuff. So, and, you know, I could just ignore that this has been announced, or I could make Star Wars content and talk about my Star Wars thoughts and feelings each week. So here we are.
I just think you hate Star Wars, honestly. This is what I'm gathering. So.
All right. So what, Corey, someone tweeted me because I tweeted out the blurb for this, and I'm like, oh, maybe Lando thought her daughter was going to go to that every 42 year party in The Rise of Skywalker. And someone tweeted underneath me, one of my favorite sayings, and I'm being sarcastic: no one hates Star Wars fans more than Star Wars fans. That catch-all. That is kind of an insult to how much Star Wars fans love Star Wars fans. But I always love that because it sounds like, it's like when if you say something that rhymes, like advice that rhymes, like you're always like, oh, that must be right. Like it sounds really insightful. But in my experience, you can say like, no one hates skateboarding more than skateboarders, or no one hates sneaker collecting more than sneaker collectors, or punk rock more than punk rockers. Like it just seems like it's like people complain about everything. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah, that's too bad Twitter wasn't shut down that day too.
Oh, come on. I was locked out of Twitter for like 10 days. It was very lonely. I do have to say, I like, it was great not to have like to see bickering and negative things, but it was lonely. It is a source. It's my connection. Because some people just don't even have their phone numbers to text them.
I got sad.
Corey's a text friend. That's how
exactly. Yeah.
We're like brothers.
That's right.
Brendan says, it's not that convoluted. I think people can make this out to be more of a mess than it really is. Well, Snoke does have two backstories. So, and he's my guy. I love him. Yeah. I love all his backstories, by the way. But I wish they'd pick one of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and I'll tell you, on how Aubrey was saying, you know, just leave it be. I sort of don't want the gaps filled in by someone that didn't create the initial story.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like with the prequels, it's a really easy example. It wasn't someone else like getting the rights and making these earlier films. It was like, that was actually the story George Lucas had in mind the entire time. So I would like to have a book about, based off the discussions with the creators about what those characters, do you know what I mean? Because you'd have to say, like, you're in there spitballing, whatever, walking around Santa Monica with your tape recorder, right? And you have to say, oh, so what, how did they find that? How is Lando there? Well, Luke and Lando, they went on this mission to chase Oshi, and they develop a backstory, and then you give those, like I just feel like, I don't know, it just bothers me. Maybe I need to see counseling or something.
I just want to know, is it going to be revealed officially at some point that Jenna is Lando's daughter? Or are they ever going to touch upon that? Or is that just going to be something that is and we never will know about?
And, like, I don't know. I could see potential backlash because I've seen a lot of specifically, like, Black fans say, oh, okay, you're going to make the two of the three Black characters in this trilogy, like, related to one another, which is like a very much a weird reach. And I guess you can say the Force is like, I don't know, sets everything up, so there is this natural Deo Ex Machina, but at the same time it's just like, it's just so awkward.
I just love the idea of Lando like sitting down next to Jenna and just not recognizing that that's his daughter, like in any form, like at all. And it's just like,
ah, oh, dude. It's right up there with Jedi Master Luke Skywalker meeting a girl very strong in the Force when she's young, helping their family, and then she rocks up like 15 years later on an island, and you're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think they're going to meet in this book?
Well, he helps the family. So unless he's like blinded like he was against Boba Fett, then sorry, I'm... it's all coming out today.
You've blown my mind. I didn't think they were going to meet. I was thinking,
well,
send transmissions to the family or something. But now, oh no, more of an oh no.
All right, as Oshi hunts Rey and her parents to the edge of the galaxy, Luke and Lando race into the mystery of the Sith's lingering shadow, and aid a young family running for their lives.
Oh, no.
I just got, like, bad chills.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that part.
It is pretty rad. Like, let's go. But can you imagine, like, the inverse articles that are going to be getting posted the week this book comes out?
Yeah.
Like the little factoids, the little things that they're going to dabble in. Ah, it's going to be the best.
Are you on the Star Wars book list, Steele?
I am not.
Okay.
What if Rey sees Luke's lightsaber? Is like, is that a laser sword? I want to read this book.
Well,
they've sold me. I have to read it now.
Ah, how's this, right, for a good line in it? Luke and Lando meet the family, right? And, you know, Rey's like, I don't know, like five or whatever. And Lando takes the mum and dad out to do something. And they're going to look for some spare parts. Lando needs some spare parts for his ship, right? So they're going out to get some spare parts. And just Luke and little Rey in the shop. And Rey looks at Luke with the sun glistening behind him in the archway and says, are you an angel?
It's like poetry. rhymes.
Exactly, exactly. You know that's the only way I'm going to love this book if that happens. I just want someone to leave the cringe and just do it up, and then I'll be happy.
Hey,
if it's like self-aware that it's kind of ridiculous.
I'm excited now.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
hopefully it'll work.
Aubrey nearly spat on the camera then. That was awesome.
I'm very excited for this book now. Like, I'm genuinely... I can't wait.
All right, Corey, so would you say it's...
About to work, man.
Oh, I should have said surprise! Messed it up! Yes! So that's just going to be an absolute hornet's nest. But
is that like a big book too?
It's one of the Del Rey ones.
Okay, so this is oh wow.
And like, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention like I'm someone who doesn't mind the sequel trilogy. I really, really, really like The Last Jedi. It's one of my favorites. So it's not like we're all not like oh giant Disney Star Wars haters or anything. Just I think all of us agree that
Steel is
Rise of Skywalker.
I am. Someone told me.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would say I did a test. I like the you know, I talk about this so many times, but there was plot points in the film that left me disappointed, and I was so conflicted about it that I watched each chapter of the DVD and rated it to work out what if the bad things interacted with the, you know, what won out. And hey, you chop 15 minutes out of that film and, you know, just don't mention... hey, if Rey isn't related to Palpatine, I'm loving it. Everything else, just... It was like that, just that one plot point, like that, it hurt. So
I'm gonna kick up the hornet's nest a bit.
Oh no.
Here
we go.
Here's a little something. Little something. I cannot go into details with this at all. However, the Rise of Skywalker that you saw was not always the Rise of Skywalker to be released.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, that makes me excited.
Wait.
That's all I
have to say. You just said the Rise of Skywalker you saw, so me, may not have been the one that was released.
Wait, is that what I just said?
I don't think that's what you meant to say.
I don't think that's what I meant to say.
But I felt like that's what you said. And I'm like, it was the one released because I saw it when it was released.
Someone just commented, you said nothing.
like I watched, as I was watching, the thing I was watching didn't exist. That's the paradox. David McKay with the comment of the year.
I guess we'll just leave it at that, though. This just makes it better.
But you're trying to say it clearly went through different iterations. And we ended up seeing one iteration of many.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the edit and the, I don't know, the cut, you know, all that sort of hashtaggy, the JJ cut or whatever. But just by watching the documentary, I don't know how we're talking about this, but like there's major plot points that Palpatine knows about, like the dyad. In the documentary, Palpatine knows about the dyad at the start of the movie because Chris Terrio says, and then he finds out about it at the end of the movie. So like it's in some form there is, like, you know, at the very least some pretty drastic changes going on in the plot in some form anyway, despite Corey's paradox-inducing metaphors.
Well, like, even the Oracle, right? The Oracle was supposed to explain the dyad from the get-go to Ben.
Oh, mate, baby head on a swamp spider, hey? What about that dude? He's all right.
Yeah.
I think the most controversial thing will be released one day.
You think?
I, yeah. I would say within the next year.
Are you thinking it's, is it the thing I'm thinking about mm-hmm. that I always get excited about?
Yeah.
It seems like there was just a lot shot for like different possibilities of where the movie would go. And then they just decided to go where it went instead and disregarded all the other things that they wrote.
Corey, everyone, I'm trying to get Corey not to talk in riddles, but unfortunately, very clearly.
This is a battle I do not think that we can win.
Can you talk about it or no?
No, if this was me 6 months ago, sure.
I don't do that anymore.
Anyway. Then there's Brotherhood, May the 10th. New Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker publication coming out May the 10th. The rumored release month of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes, it's no coincidence that all these Obi-Wan books are coming out in May.
It's a sad state of affairs, but I'm just like, oh my God, they've synced things up. There's like a product coming out at this time with, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think, if you're going to bring out an Obi-Wan Kenobi series in the month of May, got to put it on the day. He's the first person that ever said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I also, idea of like the storyline exploring Kato and Nemoidia is exciting because they're finally going to talk about that business on Kato and Nemoidia from Revenge of the Sith. So that'll be cool. I also like that this is set in the early Clone Wars. This is before Ahsoka. This is before any of those characters, so this is like right as it starts.
Corey hates Ahsoka.
That must be what it is.
That's
clearly
it. Totally it.
Yeah,
no one hates Ahsoka more than Ahsoka fans.
Exactly, that's how Ahsoka fans work.
Stories of the Jedi and the Sith. The brave Jedi, the devious Sith, these iconic heroes and villains embody the struggle between light and dark that is the very heart of Star Wars in this exciting middle grade anthology. Yes, big letters. 10 acclaimed authors imagine all new tales for some of the saga's most popular characters, from Luke Skywalker to Darth Vader, Obi-Wan to Asajj Ventress. Okay. And then what's Padawan? What's Disney? Oh, is Padawan like a young person's book?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, but that book, it's going to be a wild ride. Can't wait.
I look forward to it.
Oh, what did you think of this week's Black Series figure, Corey?
Riveting.
Wait there. I'll get this up. Oh, no. Stop screen. Share. So they teased a new one, and I had hoped it was going to be a carbonized prototype figure, but unfortunately it was not Corey's dream figure. It was...
It's just as bad.
I disagree, Corey.
Really?
I think you're being a bit of a hypocrite on this.
Really? Topic. Let's hear it.
It's Hasbro reveals new Black Series Imperial Artillery Stormtrooper, right?
It's what we always wanted.
Oh, don't you start, Yoko. Right? Just chill out. If this was like some clone in the background of an episode that you loved that had never been made, you would be wetting your whistle.
Perhaps. But it's not.
So you're a hypocrite.
It's, well, for certain. For certain. If you look at my Hasbro tweets, for sure. Not even a question.
Sorry. You know, Corey really, really, really wanted another colorful figure instead.
I applaud this. I like this sort of, you know, he's putting out a special paint job for the fans, for the ones that want it, don't have to buy it.
What if they make 6-inch prototype rainbow colored figures? Because I feel like you just saying that has willed that into Hasbro's minds going, spicy idea.
Hi, Hasbro. Also send me any Old Republic stuff you have released. Thank you. I gave you an idea.
Should we talk about this little Book of Boba Fett? A little bit of sizzle?
Yeah, this is cool. This is really cool.
All right. So this is a light spoiler, but spoilers nonetheless. All right. Oh, should I put... I've got a banner in case someone tunes in. I'm sure I have one that said spoilers. Oh, Scoops is just as good, but it's not our... Like, it's not Corey's Scoop, so I feel it's disingenuous. Here's another one. That's better. I don't know what I'm so intent on doing this. So run us through it. StarWarsNews.net, Corey.
So StarWarsNews.net revealed a Book of Boba like scene description of Boba Fett riding a Rancor, which seems to be like in the town of Tatooine, and I guess the Rancor's like going crazy in it, and it's described as almost like taming it. So he's like on top of it, and they have an artist illustration of it just to show what it looks like. But it looks cool. I mean, obviously it's not Jabba's Rancor because Jabba's Rancor has been dead for years at this point, but there's a lot of theories that perhaps it's Moochie from the Bad Batch, which would make sense why they, you know, put that in. And you know, a lot of things I feel like from Bad Batch are going to start appearing in live action. Like, you've got the rumors of Cad Bane coming in, Book of Boba Fett. This Rancor could be the one from Bad Batch. You know, we just saw Bib Fortuna in the end credit scene for Mando, and he was in Bad Batch. So,
I had not considered that it could be Moochie.
Yeah. What do you think?
I reckon it's Moochie. I'm a huge Moochie fan. So there's the art that they got someone to do at StarWarsNewsNet.com. I like just the whole thing. Well, we'll talk about Moochie in a sec, but this just reminds me, like, imagining the vibe of this is I rewatched the episode 1 of season 2 the other day, and when there was the crate dragon and then the two Mandalorian jetpackers going around, and it was just like, this is my wild dreams as like an 8-year-old. This sort of fits into that sort of thing where it's just like, this is just going to be like crazy. Just like riding a Rancor around town.
I also love the illustration where it says like, here's the artist rendition of what it looks like. And it's a full blown, like, art print. It looks so good. It looks like concept art from
Star Wars. NewsNet is really good at that, at getting cool artists to renditions.
Yeah,
they should have a little stand at New York Comic Con. But I do think about the Moochie thing. I think you're right. Like, they are so good at putting little seeds in other things that are going to play out later on. So. Oh, would love it to be the Mooch. What do you reckon he's been doing since then, huh?
I think he's been with the Jabba Rancor, like hanging out with him, and that was his buddy. I think that was his buddy, and now he's sad.
And yeah, but they can't be like that. He was in another, like, I don't.
Oh, but I believe they can. I believe that is what they do. There'll be a whole book about their friendship.
Like a little kid's book.
Yes. Yeah. And then at the end, Moochie returned to no one. All right.
All righty. If When are we going to start? When are we doing your stream?
In like 5 minutes.
Okay, so give us 15. 10.
Yes.
So at 3:40, that's 13 minutes.
Yes.
All right. So tell everyone where they can go now to go watch. Okay.
Go ahead.
So if you want to see the three of us talk more about basically this stuff.
We'll make it more. We'll switch it around and
we'll mix in some new things as well.
We'll make sure it's like as equally as entertaining, but with a new,
A few other things. You can go to the Convor Call on YouTube, and we're also at Convor Call on Instagram, Twitter, and all the information's there. And you can find us there, and you can find me at Satellite Ties on Twitter and Instagram, and people can find you.
Go ahead, you finish it up.
Corey _ Wolfpack on those platforms as well.
Excellent. I am at Steel Wars on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the good ones. And thanks so much. If you want to listen to back episodes, get bonus episodes, and just generally support the show, check out patreon.com/steelwars and check out new t-shirts. You can go to below the collar.com/steelwars. The link's in the back. Is that bird? What?
That's no, now a child. That's I now think. A, no, that's a woman screaming outside on the balcony. Sorry.
Dude, how's this? We start with a very annoying noise out the front and we end. With a very annoying noise out the front. There's only one thing I can say about that.
Again, it's like poetry. It's sort of, they rhyme.
Oh, my stars. But, I definitely feel like after that one, that this podcast has gone on
long enough.
So,
you finally got it.
That force.
I don't know.
B. With you.
It's honestly like your worst take. You have some pretty bad takes. I love you, but you have some pretty bad takes.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
Corey of Bastu.
Mm-mm. Oh, I didn't look like that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.